The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
What a sad, solemn, awful day, Rolien Marks. 23,928, you told me.
And we add to that as well 3,158 victims of terror. But before we get into that, there is a break. You, Simon, and it's news that you and I have been talking about over the last couple of weeks. There has been a confirmation that an Iranian missile has caused minor damage to an Israeli-owned ship. This is the cargo ship Hyperion. It is near the UAE. So we are seeing some kind of escalation, and this does follow news earlier on today that Israel is bracing ourselves rather for some kind of reprisal attack following the sabotage attack on the Natanz nuclear plant in Iran over the weekend that caused damage to the power and the backup. However, I do remind listeners that Israel neither confirms nor denies or comments on any kind of involvement in this attack.
Rolien, let's just stay on this issue because it's a really very, very serious issue that has the possibility of going where nobody wants it to go. How is Israel dealing with this issue of Iran right now?
Well, at the moment, we have a strategic group meeting with the United States at the moment, dealing with ways to prevent this. You can be absolutely sure that at the absolute highest levels that our security establishment is making any kind of arrangements for any escalation, and we'll be talking to allies in the region. Also, we have news coming in from the United Nations that Iranian diplomat Abbas Araghchi has informed them that from tomorrow they will start enriching uranium to 60% purity.
Wow. Wow. Serious stuff, which we'll follow with great interest. Something fascinating that I also saw in the press today, UNRWA apparently committing to no anti-Semitism. I was just wondering if their definition of anti-Semitism was really different to the rest of us, but I'll leave you to unpack that for me.
Yes, I wonder if they've read IRA. That's the definition that they're going to be undertaking, and I say that with extreme sarcasm. But the Biden administration has said that they have consulted with UNRWA. This is the United Nations Relief Agency responsible for refugees in Gaza and West Bank under the Palestinian Authority. This is following news that the Americans will be restoring aid to this organization, one that Trump pulled American aid out of because of Education for Hate and because of incitement. And last week you and I spoke about Congress, the bipartisan support for a law that ensures that any education material has to be at least Congress has to look over educational material. And we don't know if the Biden administration has made aid to UNRWA conditional on this, but according to a spokesperson, UNRWA has committed to a policy of zero tolerance for anti-Semitism, racism, or discrimination of any kind. And again, as you just said, I wonder if they follow our definitions of what constitutes anti-Semitism, racism, or discrimination. Here in Israel, we think threatening to wipe us out and teaching that children from the youngest age constitutes not only child abuse, but does constitute anti-Semitism, racism, and discrimination. And of course, we had that very strong statement from our ambassador to the United Nations and the U.S., Gilad Erdan, last week, saying that this is an organization that is dedicated to improving the lives of refugees. And we do have to examine the definition of refugees as well. While we are talking about examining definitions. But he says they perpetuate a never-ending cycle of violence with education and incitement of hatred.
Right, I just want you to be aware of the fact we've got a horrible line today, but I'm not sure we'll have it better if we reconnect with you. So we'll just bear with it for the next 5 minutes. And apologies for the quality of the line this afternoon. Israel's next president, the race is on. Whose hat is in the ring?
No yet whose hat is in the ring. But we are hoping for whoever the candidates are, they are as unifying and will be as much loved as our previous two presidents, Shimon Peres of blessed memory, and our current president, Ruvi Rivlin, who came in a hawk and just absolutely endeared himself to all of Israel. He is much, much loved, respected and adored here in the country, whether he is reading us to help us in lockdown, or just unifying us with the incredible way that he speaks, or admonishing politicians from time to time. We love our Ruvi. We're very sad to see him go, but his term has come to an end. He will step down on the 9th of July. And yesterday, Knesset opened up the opportunity for people to throw the proverbial hats in the ring. And this is a decision that is made by the Knesset. I don't know if we can ask them to do this, Simon, or we will have to go to, I don't know how many calls. But this is not a political election. Whoever is the president is ceremonial and has to be sort of above politics. Yes. And has to have the backing of at least 10 Chavrei Knesset. So let the race begin. People that I think I would love to see put their candidacy forward, and this is not confirmation of anybody putting their candidacy forward, we don't know who they are yet, are people like Natan Sharansky, Dan Gilliman, people who hold Tal Brody, who
pick
have
a woman for me
great,
if you had to be pushed to the put in a corner and say, give me a woman's name, which woman would that be?
That is very easy. If I had to pick a woman for president, my first choice would be the magnificent Tova Ben-Dov, a past president and honorary president of Wheat. So she is a lady who has also dedicated her life to service of the country and is much loved and respected across Israel, not just by us at Wheater, but by many across the country. Should be my choice. So, Tova, if you're listening, you're my choice for president. Just saying.
Okay, I was thinking Miriam Peretz, but probably no, she's not a politician. And Miriam Peretz is an interesting name I brought up because she's this incredible Israeli woman who's put her life together having lost two sons in Israel's wars. And let's talk about your Mazikaron. Miriam, sorry. Apologies.
Miriam Peretz, absolutely extraordinary, and I've got her book right here in my book collection. I forget that this is not, so you can't see me looking at her book in my collection, but she is somebody who's over the loss of two sons, two fallen soldiers. This, as we see the sun set here in Israel, and we will very soon commemorate our 23,928 who've fallen in defense of the state since the start of the state in 1948, and joining them will be 3,158 victims of terror. We will be expecting at 8 o'clock the siren to go out across the country, which signals the start of HaZikaron, followed by a short ceremony at the Kotel. Very, very moving ceremony if you are able to watch it online. We will also have a second siren tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Many people will be at ceremonies across the country in their communities. We're not having massive gatherings we've had in the past, but at least this year, our bereaved families can go to cemeteries in honor and spend the day with their fallen, with their immediate close families where their fallen are buried. Last year, it was particularly difficult for them to not be able to do this. And, we are very acutely aware over the next 26 hours, just the massive price that we have paid as a nation. I heard you talking about it as we crossed over earlier, to have the state of Israel that we do. It's, and I've said so often on radio, it's one thing to say to us in a time of conflagration, you know, go in, sort them out, but we also have to understand that we pay a massive price for protecting the citizens of Israel. And as we see tensions flaring possibly in the region with Iran, we do have to spare a thought for all of those who defend us on land, sea, air and airwaves. I have to include them as well, our magnificent spokespeople, and also our security personnel, many of whom whose missions we won't know about and whose names we won't know about, but who work round the clock to ensure that we have this glorious country.
Rolene Marks, as always, thank you so much for your perspective. I wish the line had been better, but I wasn't going to cut you because the content was way too important today. Thank you for being with us, and you and I will talk hopefully in a more upbeat manner, because tomorrow we'll be talking Yom HaAtzmaut and happy things.
God bless.